Paragraph Samach Hey. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Sham Razal, this is what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Im Poga B'cha Menuvel Zeh, Moshcheyu L'Beis HaMedrash. If this despicable character attacks you, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash, and then he'll leave you alone, then he'll go away. This is talking about the Yetzer Hara. She'ikar HaTikun Al Yedei HaBeis HaMedrash HaKodoy Shel Tzadikei Emes. The main tikkun for Klal Yisrael is through the Botei Midrashos of the true tzaddikim, shedorshim u'mechadshim chidushei Torah nifloim b'chol eis, who are always bringing forth new revelations in Torah, based on the era that they live in, based on the people that they're dealing with, kifi hador u'kifi ha'odom v'amokim v'azman, based on the generation, based on the people they're dealing with, based on the place that they are, based on the timing. The tzaddikim know how to customize the Torah, how to be zocher to give each person exactly what they need within that particular time and place and based on what's going on. Umechazkin, umeshivenes nefesh kol echod. And they encourage and restore the souls of all of their people. Afilu hapegumim moed moed. Even people who are very messed up spiritually. And when a Jew escapes to there, when a Jew runs away from all of his problems, and he runs into the Beis Medrash of the Tzaddik, then he has the ability to nullify, to do away with this maneuver, this despicable character, the Yetzer Hara. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, Im even hu nimoyach, vim barzel hu mitpotzetz. If he's a rock, then we'll melt him down. And if he's metal steel, he'll burst. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Haloi koi dvorai koesh. The words of Hashem, the words of Torah are like fire. Ukepatish yefoitzei tsela. Like a hammer that smashes a rock. Shekol ze al yedei hadroshois vachidushim agdoishim vanairoim shelat tzadik oemes. This is accomplished through the teachings of the teachings and the holy, awesome revelations of the true tzaddik, shekol habotei medrashos hagdoshim mekablim menu, whereby all yeshivas, all shuls, receive from him. They all receive from the tzaddik emes. Ki kol dvorov kegach leyesh, because all of his words are like fiery coals. Ukepatish yefoitzei tzela. And like a hammer that smashes rocks. Mikro echod mischalek lekamotaimim. Each and every pasuk in the Torah spreads out, and they're able to reveal many different reasons, many different explanations on each pasuk. Lekol echod kefima shetzorech. For each and every individual person, based on what that person needs to hear. Lefi makoimoi ulefi shaitoi. Based on where that person is at, and based on the time. And that's how the Torah of the Tzaddik smashes the rock. As it says in the famous Pasuk in Yecheskel Anovi, Hashem says, I'll remove your heart of stone, and I'll replace it with a heart of flesh, a soft heart. We know that the words lev bosor combine to form the word breslov, lev bosor. That's the Torah of the true tzaddik, which can even take a heart of stone and soften it, turn it into a heart of flesh. V'zeh shedikteku v'amru im poga b'cho menuvel zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, it's interesting that you'll note that the Gemara uses a very interesting terminology here. If this maneuver, if this despicable character is pogea you, if he suddenly approaches you. Ki b'mokom achar amru, im roye odom sheyitzroi mizgabar alov, yasek batoira. Because there's another place in the Gemara where the Gemara words it differently. There the Gemara says that if a person sees that his Yetzihara is trying very hard to get at him, then he should learn Torah. Iozil, if it's successful, if that's enough to put his sefer, to put his Yetzirah out of commission, fine. If not, the Gemara says there, he should read Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says, if that works, good. If not, he should remember Yom HaMisa. He should remember the day of, that he's going to pass away, and that'll help him put his Yetzirah in the right place. So there, the Gemara uses the wording, Imroye Odom Sheyitzroy Mizgabrolov. V'chan, and in our quotation, in our Gemara from Kiddushin that we quoted, Omru Baloshin Zeh, the Gemara uses a completely different wording. The Gemara says, Impoga Bacho Menuvel Zeh, if this despicable character suddenly comes upon you, Kiyesh Kamo Bechinois B'Yetzahara, because we know that the Yetzahara comes in many different forms and in many different flavors and with many different approaches. As Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 72, in the first half of Likud Imran, Ad sheyesh yetzahara shehu menuvel mamish, to the point where sometimes the yetzahara is mamish, a despicable, disgusting character. Shehu mo'us umezuha mo'oid, filthy, disgusting. V'alkei nikra menuvel, this is why the Gemara calls him this name, menuvel. I once noticed, This Gemara is quoted in the first chapter of Likut Imran. And I remember when I was first learning it, this term struck me. Wow, you know, it's a real interesting word, menuvel, you know, that the Gemara uses. And I observed at the time that the word menuvel, with the letters, with the four letters, and with the kolel, is exactly bigematria, the name of the Satan. We know the Gemara tells us every angel has a name. The name of the Satan is Samach Mem, Aleph Lamed. We don't pronounce his name, so his name has a numerical value of 131, which is the gematria of this word menuvel. A lot of times also you'll see the word menuvel spelled with two vavs, so that way again the gematria comes out the same. Vezehu impoga becha, and this is why the Gemara uses this term impoga becha, if he comes upon you. Loshen pegara. This is similar to the term pegara, an evil happening like. Shehu pegeya neged hodom b'chol eis, which is always, you know, attacking, which attacks the person at all times. Shalze onu mevakshim latzileinu mi pegara. This is one of the tefillos that we say every morning in the Birchas HaShachar, where we ask Hashem to protect us, to save us from pegara. That's the Yetzirah. Ve'ikar hatikun hu, and the Gemara tells us that the main tikkun for this attack is take him to the Beis HaMedrash. Run to the Beis HaMedrash. V'sheyamshich machshavtoi l'toich Beis HaMedrash HaKodesh Anal, for the person to place his mind, his thoughts, in the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzaddik. By the person reminding himself that I am a member of the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzaddik, I'm part of the kibbutz of the Tzaddik. If the person will do that, he'll see that if the Yetzirah is a rock, the rock will be shattered into bits, etc. Paragraph Samach Vov. And this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 65. Divrei avoinois govru meni, pshoenu ato techaprem, ashrei tivcha rusakorev, yishkoin chatzerecho, nizbo betuv beisecho, kedoi sheicholecho. The Pasuk says that our sins have overcome me in a sense, and our pshoim, that's the worst type of, it's a sin which a person does intentionally, ato techaprem, you Hashem will forgive them. And then the pasuk says right afterwards, fortunate is that person who is zocha to come close and live in the courtyard of Hashem, and to fill themselves, to satiate themselves with the goodness of the house of Hashem, the holy dwelling of Hashem. Hainu sheho avoinois govru mimenu moid. The sins are trying very, very hard to overtake us, you know, to get at us. Ve'ein koichenu elo bepeh. And our only weapon against the Yetzirah is our mouth. Levakesh, to request from Hashem, pshoenu ato techaprem. Hashem, our sins, please you forgive them. Ukamoy shamar b'pasuk hakoydim laze. And as the pasuk, the previous pasuk says, Shoymea tfilo odecho kol bosar yavoyu. You, Hashem, who listen to prayers, all of mankind will come to beseech you, to plead with you, to beg you to forgive us for our sins. Afilu gorua upogum kamoini. Even someone who's as messed up as I am. Yochoy lovo yodecho al yidei tefila has the ability to approach you, Hashem, through tefila. Ach ikra hayischaskus laze. The question is, but how does a person get the encouragement and the motivation and the inspiration that they need to daven to Hashem? Ki aloi habaldovor mezgaber b'chalushei koyach koelu l'rashel yodom ul'archikam chas v'shalom gam mizeh milespal v'zaltzay tomel Hashem yizborach. Because the Yetzirah is trying his best to attack those Jews who are weak spiritually and to get them to be lazy, to get them to quit and to give up and to stay away from davening to Hashem and crying out to Hashem. Mikol mokim shehu, b'chol zman b'chol mokim, that a person should know that no matter where he is, no matter when it is, he always has the ability to cry out to Hashem. So the Yetzirah is trying very hard to fight that. How in the world can a person get the strength to defeat the Yetzirah? Al zeh omar, for that, the pasuk continues and says, Ashrei tivchar usekorev yishkoin chatzerecho nizba betuv beiser leshechalecho. Sheho ikra lizkois lazer wal yidei bechinas habeis hamikdosh. That the way that a person can be assured that he'll be able to stand up to his Yetzirah and he'll be able to defeat him time and time again, and even when he's feeling very, very down, he'll have the motivation and the inspiration to daven to Hashem, to cry out to Hashem, and to come back. You know how he'll do that? Through the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheheim habote medroshois shel atzadik emes. By being zoche to be part of the Beis HaMedrash of the tzadik. Sheheim bechinas mikdosh mat. The Gemara says that today we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh. We have a miniature Beis HaMikdosh, which is the shuls and the yeshivas of the true tzadikim. Kemo yishom razal, as the Gemara says, Ki ein mokoim livroyach velonus kiyim ela Beis HaMedrash. Because there's no escape. There's no place to run to other than the Beis HaMedrash. Likolel betoich hakibutz hakodesh shel hanefoshos hamekarv matzmon atzadik u'emes. To be zeche to join those people who are part of the gathering of the tzadik emes. Shehu bechinas horebi shel hayeshiva. He's the Rosh Yeshiva. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 5 in Likutei Moran Tanina, in the Torah Tiku Emuna, there Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this concept. He shows how he lists about 10, 15 different tikkunim, and Rabbeinu Zal shows how all of those are achieved when you have the proper Rebbe and his students getting together. Because every person who is privileged to come close and to join the courtyard and the house of the tzaddik, al yidei zeh kol nekuda unekuda toivo shechoytiv b'chol eis. By doing that, every single good deed and good word and good thought that person does, v'chol ma shemanatek atzmo imaat mimachshov eis rois l'machshov eis toivo eis, and every slight movement away from bad thoughts and towards good thoughts, nignaz v'nichlal tekev b'soich ha-beis ha-medrash hazeh. The tzaddik grabs it and he locks it up. He hides it away in his beis ha-medrash. Shehu b'chinas mishkon u-beis ha-mikdosh, which is a concept of a mishkon, a beis ha-mikdosh. Sheboina ha-tzaddik b'chol doer, which the tzaddik builds in each and every single generation. K'mo shekosuv b'toira ha-zamra, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses, in chapter 282 in Likutei Moran, the Torah Zamar Lodekai Bioidi, Ukomei Shemavur Lael, and as we discussed earlier. Vezeh Bechinas Shenismach Lozeh, and this is also why in one of the psukim right next to the pasuk we're discussing now in Tehillim, it says, Noirois Betzedek Ta'anenu Elokei Yishenu Mivtoch Kol Katzvei Eretz V'yom Rechoikim. Rav Nosson Zal interprets this pasuk now. Shashim Izborach, Yaneinu Noirois. We're pleading with Hashem that Hashem should respond to us in His awesome way, Lekarev Rechoikim Koelu, to give us the ability to bring close people who are very, very distant from Hashem, Mikatzvei Eretz, from the corners of the earth, V'yam Rechoikim, people who are far, far away, even across the ocean, you know. Sheheim horechoikim mo'oid alidei machshevoisam u'maseim horoim me'Hashem isborach. This refers to those people who are very far from Hashem as a result of their bad thoughts and everything. Afal pikein gam lohem yihye miftoch. Despite that, Hashem will be a fortification for them. V'yanim noirois, and Hashem will respond to them in an awesome way. How? Alidei koyach habeis hamedrash, by them being zoicha to be part of the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzaddik, Sheborchul Hashem, into which they escaped. Paragraph Samach Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekosavnu le'el al posuk Ashrei ha'om, Ashrei odom oiz le'boch, shenismach le'posuk Ashrei yeshev esecha. This is tied into what we discussed a few pages back, that there are two psukim in Tehillim which are right next to each other. One posuk where it says, fortunate is the person who is strong in his connection with Hashem. And that pasuk is written right next to, fortunate are those people who sit in the house of Hashem. Ki ikar ho'oiz v'ha'hischaskus hu al yedei shehu bechlal yoishvei v'secho. Because the main strength of a yid and the main encouragement and motivation and inspiration of a Jew is when he's zoche to be part of the Yoshvei Veisecha, he's zoche to be part of those people who sit in the Beis Medrash, who learn Torah, especially part of the Beis Medrash of the Tzadik Emes. Vaydeze yizke oid yahalalucha selo. And through that, the person is zoche to what the rest of the pasuk says, to praise Hashem in a tremendous way. Lahalalo yisporach selo, to praise Hashem all the time, forever. Sheze Iker hatachlis hanitzchi. This is our most important eternal goal. Lohoidois ulahalel Hashem isborach lonetzach. To praise Hashem eternally. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in the beginning of the second chapter of Likut Imran, in the second half of Likut Imran. The Torah Yemei Chanukah. V'chein kol hamizmor medaber shom mizeh mimayla sabotim edroshe shel Yisrael shem b'chinas mishkan beis hamikdash. And this entire chapter of Tehillim highlights the importance of the botim edroshe to the Jews, which are the mishkan, the beis hamikdash. K'may shekosos shom, as the pasuk says, ma yedidus mishkanoisecho Hashem tzavokois. How beloved is your mishkan, Hashem. Nichsefo v'gam kol sonafshi l'chatzrois Hashem. My soul yearns with deep, deep yearning for the courtyard of Hashem. Gam tzipor motzo bayis. And even the birds find a home there. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, who are the birds? There are Jewish souls who are very distant from Hashem. She'aleihem ne'emar, about them, the pasuk says, "Kitzipor noidedes minkino," just like a bird that wanders away from its nest. Kein ish noided mimkoimoi. So too, there are Jews who have wandered away from their nest. Kemuva b'makom acher, as Rav Nosson Zal discusses in Yoredei and Hilchas Shiluach Hakan, Halacha Gimel and Dalid, where Rav Nosson Zal elaborates, he explains the mitzvah of Shiluach Hakan, how it relates to this concept of Jewish souls who have flown the coop, as we say. V'gam heim moitzim beis menucha al yedei mishkanois Hashem, sheim abotim edroshois. And even those souls will find their peace and harmony and happiness of life when they're zoicha to the Mishkanos Hashem, they're zoicha to join the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzaddik. Ki al yidei ze, yesh lohem gam kein tikva lo netzach kanal. Because through that, even for them, there's eternal hope. V'ze, and this is why the pasuk continues, u'droyer kein lo. Droyer refers to wild birds of the wild, birds that are mamish, totally free. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, there are Jews that are like wild birds of the wild. It's very hard to catch them. It's very hard to grab them and bring them into the house, to bring them into the kedusha. Kemoitzipor droyer, like a bird of the wild, shenishmat ma'oid mimokim lamokim, which is always fleeting from place to place. There's no way to keep up with it. There's no way to grab hold of it. Kemoisham razal, as the Gemara says, valyidei kedushas habeis hamedrash, and when we're zeichet to the kedushas habeis hamedrash, when we're zeichet to set up the right kind of shuls and yeshivas of the tzaddik, where they're learning the limudim of the tzaddik, even those kind of Jews that are like these tzipor dror, these wild birds, even they find their place and their zecha to come close to Hashem and to remain steadfast in their Yiddishkeit. And this is why the pasuk continues over there. Asher shoso efroichecho es mizbechoisecho Hashem tzvokois. Rab Nosson Zal explains, Efroichim heim bechinas hanefoshes hanefulim. Efroich means a chick, a baby bird. So Rab Nosson Zal says this refers again to those Jews who are in the lowest state. They're birds, they're not even birds yet. They're baby birds, they're tiny chicks. Kemoi she'isa bezoyer HaKodesh be'inyan kan sipur. As the Zoyer HaKodesh speaks about the bird's nest and about these baby birds, the less Gadfin de Lohin Shlemim, whose wings have not yet even developed yet, mature. They're not able to fly yet. They can't go anywhere yet. They're in such a low state. Vegam heim yiskarvu al yidei mizbechoisecho. And they too can come close to Hashem through what? Through the mizbeach. Shemakriven aleim korbonos. The mizbeach was a place where sacrifices were brought. How do we do that today? Shehem bechinas hayegiois shemisyagin elu horachokim liskare velilmoidu lispalil. How does a Jew bring a korban today? When a Jew struggles, when a Jew tries very, very hard to daven and to learn and to come close to Hashem, kol zehu bechinas korbanos. That's our sacrifices of today, because the Zohar HaKadosh quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, bechinas ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoim. Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem, I kill myself for you all day. That's a Jew who's really trying very hard. He's killing himself to come close to Hashem. He's fighting his Yetzahara every way he can. He's fighting all the obstacles, all the different things. Nechshavnu kitzoin tivcha. The pasuk says, we were considered like slaughtered sheep. So we see that this is the korbanos of today. When a yid shows mesiras nefesh to learn Torah, to come close to the tzaddik, to have his spoydidus, to daven Hashem, that's our korbanos of today. Kemoi shemavur b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah Mem Vav, chapter 46. Veze shemas michloze ashre yoishve veisecho oid yahalalucha sela. This is why all of this is in the same chapter of Tehillim, where it speaks about the birds and this, and then the pasuk says, how lucky are those who are zechet to sit in the house of Hashem. They're zechet to be part of the yeshiva, the tzaddik. And then, ashri odom oiz leiboch, fortunate are those who are zechet to be strong in their kesher with Hashem. How? Through this kesher with the Beis HaMedrash of the tzaddik. Vezehu, the pasuk continues over there. Oivre be'emek habocha, even those who pass in the valley of tears, mayon yeshisuhu, they will be zecha to draw from the wellsprings. Shalidei kedushas habeis hamedrash hazeh, by being zecha to be connected to this holy beis hamedrash of the tzaddik, gam elu shehem oivre be'emek habocha, even those who are in the valley of death, the valley of tears, shenoflu le'emek habocha, shehu noflim ba'emek hagehenim v'ashol tachti yisaydei maseim oroim. This refers to those Jews who have fallen into the lowest, lowest pits, where as a result of their sins and their evil deeds, they belong in the lowest, lowest levels of Gehenim. K'mo shepirush Rashi zal al emek habocha. That's how Rashi HaKodesh explains those words, emek habocha. Gam heim, Mayon Yeshisuhu. The pasuk says, even for them, the wellspring will nourish them. Sheyimtzu Mayon Hayotzi Mibeis Hashem. They'll be able to discover this well, this beautiful spring of water that comes forth from the Beis Hashem. Shenemar Olov, Umayon Mibeis Hashem Yetze, about which the Pasuk says in a different place, that there's this spring that flows from the Beis Hashem. Vehishko Esnachal Hashitim. And it waters the stream of Shitim. Shedor Shurazal, our rabbis tell us, Lechaper al Maisa Shitim. This means that these waters have the ability even to atone for the terrible act that the Jews committed in Shitim. What happened in Shitim? Shehu Ribui Taivas Niuf, Shechotu B'Shitim. That was the place where Bilam convinced Balak to take all their daughters, his daughter, all the maidens, the princely maidens, and turn them into zoinois to try to seduce the Jews. When Bilam saw that he couldn't curse the Jews, he came up with this great idea that this is how we'll be able to defeat them. All we have to do is get them to fall victim to this sin of Niuf, Rahman al-Islam. That's when the whole story of Kazbi Basur happened, where they said, and the real one who we have to get to is their leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. So they said, how's she going to know who the leader is? They said, when you see everybody stand up for somebody, that's Moshe, you know that that's the leader. So sure enough, she saw somebody walking, and she saw 24,000 people stand up. She figured that was everybody. Turns out it was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. He was the Nasi, he was the chief rabbi, Zimri ben Salu. They all stood up. She thought that was Moshe Rabbeinu, and she went for him. And Rahman al-Islam, what happened over there? Shezeh Iker Hizgabrus al Kolechod. We know that this is the main battle that every single Jew goes through. The battle of the Yetzirah for Niuf, Znus, Pegam HaBris. K'moshe Issa b'Zohar HaKodesh. As the Zohar HaKodesh says in Parshas Vayikra, Ikra de Yitzra Bisha al Arayin, that the main thing that the Yetzirah tries to attack a Jew with is Arayis, Pegam HaBris. We know again, the name of the Satan, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, is Bigimatria Nun Aleph Pei, Niuf. You know, this, because that's his main mission. Aval Yesh Mayan Hayotzi Mibeis Hashem, but there is this spring, this beautiful spring that comes forth from the Beis Hashem, Shehu HaBeis HaMikdosh, Shehu B'chinas HaBeis HaMedrash, which is the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzadik, Shemetaher U'mechaper Alzeh, which has the ability to purify a Jew and to help him atone even for those sins, even for sins of Pegam HaBris. V'zeh, and this is why the Pasuk continues, Gam Brochois Yate Moire. Shehu HaTzadik HaMoire Derech. The Tzadik is called Moire, the teacher who teaches people what path to take. Hukum HaShapir Shrashi Shom L'nyonoi. ShemMoire Nemar Al HaMoichiach HaMoireis. As Rashi HaKodesh says over there, that the word Moire refers to a person who reprimands, the person who teaches, who shows them. Ayin Shom, look over there. Hainu Shegam Mishom Me'emek HaBocha Yalu Brochois. Even from the Emek HaBrocha, the tzaddik will succeed in bringing forth brachos. Sheyate hamoira litzdoka, shehu atzaddik roish beis amedrash, shehim shergam lemokoim, gam lemokoimam, mayonoi sachochmo shnevemim eitzay samuko is gam lohem, lachzikom alashivam. The tzaddik is the one who will be zeiche to draw these purifying waters from which come forth advice, pure advice, deep advice, to be mechazek and restore the souls of even those people who are in the Emek HaBocha, ki kol hatikun al yodei, because the whole tikkun is through the tzaddik. V'alkein bike shom, and that's why David HaMelech says over there, mogineinu re'ei Elokim, shenemar al HaBeis HaMikdash. That pasuk is speaking about the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is our shield, it's our mogin. Kama Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKadosh says, V'habeit penei Meshichecha. And Hashem, look at the face of your anointed one, of Moshiach. She'oisek bozeh lekarev kol rechoikim, who's involved in bringing close all those who are far away. Ki kol tzadik hu Moshiach. because every single tzaddik is a Moshiach. She'oisek bebinyan Beis HaMikdash. He's involved in building the Beis HaMikdash by building his Beis HaMedrash, his yeshiva with his Talmidim. Al yidei hakibbutz shel Beis HaMedrash. Sha'idei zeh mekarev horechoikim mo'oid mo'oid. By setting up the right Beis HaMedrash, he has the ability to be mekarev even those people who are furthest away. Sha'idei zeh ikar ha'geula. This is what's going to bring about the real redemption of Klal Yisrael. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, uvo letzion goyel uleshovei fesha beYaakov. When will the goyel come to Tzion? When will Mashiach come? Uleshovei fesha, when there'll be tshuva, when the Jews will be zecher to real tshuva. V'zeh, and that's why the pasuk says, ki toiv yoim b'chatzerecho me'elef. One day in your courtyard is better than 1,000 of anything else. Bocharti histoifev beveis elokai, I have chosen to reside in the house of Hashem, midur bohalei resha, and not to reside in the tents of evil. Ki ikar hatikun lekol harachoike ma'oid, hu al yedei habote midroshois, shem bechinas chatzrois Hashem ubeis elokim. Because the main tikun for those people who are furthest away from Hashem is to join the Beis HaMedrash, to come and learn with the tzaddik, which that's the bechina of this chatzrois Hashem and Beis HaLikim.